Now, news just coming in as well. The US Justice Department reportedly preparing to file charges against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Let's go straight to the United States after the with that latest detail from Simon Marks. Simon, good morning to you.
Hello, Ian.
Hi. So what do we know about this?
Well, look, I mean, this is a big developing story here in the United States tonight. There are a couple of different elements to it. First of all, CNN is reporting that they have learnt that the Department of Justice is preparing to file charges against Julian Assange that would seek his immediate arrest. The second piece of this is that we know that over the course of the last few days, the attitude of the U.S. government and the Department of Justice to Mr. Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, has been hardening. The director of the CIA, Mike Pompeo, recently appointed by Donald Trump last week, started sounding a lot more aggressive and hostile towards Julian Assange than President Trump certainly had sounded on the campaign trail last year when he said that he loved WikiLeaks. That was around the time that WikiLeaks was involved in disseminating a trove of emails hacked from the Democratic Party's computer servers. And then a few hours ago, the Attorney General of the United States, Jeff Sessions, made it very clear that his Department of Justice wants to get its hands on leakers like Julian Assange. He was asked whether their arrest was now on the front burner at the Department of Justice, and here's what he had to say.
Yes, it is a priority. We've already begun to step up our efforts, and whenever a case can be made, we will seek to put some people in jail.
So it seems clear from that that he was obviously aware at the time that he uttered those words just a few hours ago that possible charges against Julian Assange were being drawn up. We haven't seen any documentation relating to the details of those charges, but all of this raises a big issue potentially for Scotland Yard. You'll remember that in October of 2015, Scotland Yard drew down its 24-hour operation outside the Ecuadorian embassy in London, saying that was no longer proportionate to the threat posed by any attempt by Julian Assange to flee the building where he's holed up. At the time, of course, Julian Assange was facing the possibility of legal action in Sweden relating to allegations of sexual assault there. But if we are now moving to a point where there are charges filed against him in the United States, where the Attorney General of the United States is saying his arrest is a priority, it seems possible that pressure will be brought to bear on Scotland Yard to return to that era of a 24-hour presence outside the Ecuadorian embassy, because were Julian Assange to leave the building, it's not just the Swedes now that would want to get their hands on him, but it would seem the Americans as well.
Of course. Good work, Simon. Thank you, Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent.